Have you seen Chuck Norris lately? He's still kicking butt and staying active well into his 80s. What's even more shocking is he looks more jacked than ever and seems to have more energy than guys half his age. And it's all thanks to Morning Kick, a revolutionary new daily drink from Roundhouse Provisions that combines ultra-potent greens like spirulina and kale with probiotics, prebiotics, collagen, and even ashwagandha. Just mix with water, stir, and enjoy. Unlike other green drinks out there, this one tastes exactly like strawberry lemonade and has hundreds of five-star reviews. Go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 for up to 44% off your regular priced order. Plus, every purchase is backed by a 90-day money-back guarantee. So if you want to experience smoother digestion, a boost of energy, and just an overall healthier body, then go to roundhouseprovisions.com/save44 today. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Results can vary.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.
This is a
Hosehead
production.
Jeffrey Dahmer soaked in blood. The Unabomber blowing up. Waco, Texas, and Heaven's Gates. Aliens modified, meant for mapes. JFK shot in the head by the CIA. Bigfoot and the Mothman. Son of Sam talking to dogs again. Witches, ghosts, and goblins. Mysterious noise and hauntings. Dark arts in the skull and bones. Most celebrities are probably clones. So if you're feeling all alone, crack a beer and get stoned. I welcome you to the podcast, Strange Brew. We're here to entertain you. We're here to entertain you.
It's about to get...
Yes, I have my drink. Yes, I do. Yes, I do. Yeah, that's pretty fucking dumb.
You done?
Yeah.
You ain't done poured your fucking beer in wrong.
So everybody that's starting to watch the video as we get this started, I proceeded to... I thought it was the ginger ale. I must be high. Me and Sora did smoke a joint. But I poured the whiskey in first, and then I was like, oh, ginger ale. And no, it was a Sleeman beer. So I have Sleeman beer and like three shots of whiskey in this. It's fine.
I'm fine.
It's fine. Hey, you want to fucking take her off? Want to take her off there, bud?
Take her off.
Nice. This looks pretty good, everybody watching. You know, make sure to like, subscribe. If you're watching on Rumble and YouTube, some of the audio will get cut out at the beginning of us just starting to get everything fired up.
You're burning it too much. Calm her down, sunshine.
I'm sorry? What?
I'm sorry.
You're toasting the shit out of that.
It's called a preheat. You don't want to start sucking right away.
Okay.
He would know.
Prison was rough.
Cigar prison was rough.
I'm just kidding.
It made me smoke every single day of my
life. Haven't been to prison yet. Made it this far.
$20? It's so funny. I was like, keep dying about that. Welcome, everybody, to the show. Welcome back to Strange Brew Podcast. You know what to do. You know what it is. I'm Tomcat, a.k.a. Tom Thompson, the Raptilian. Like, subscribe, follow us on Rumble, YouTube, Instagram, Strange Brew Podcast. Find where it is, everybody. And you know me. You should by now, obviously, if you're listening to this. If you're a newcomer, get out of my country. but who else do I have on this show?
<After you. laughs>
My name's Sawyer.
He's the destroyer of self-esteem.
His own.
My own. Yeah.
That's he's going around and be like, fuck you, you're a terrible person. I'm like, what, me? And he's like, yeah, you. He's like, this is about me, though.
And that's how we became friends.
Yeah. Projection is hate. And upon himself. And I'm just like, wow, I enjoy your hatred toward yourself. We should be friends.
We should be homies.
Yeah. We should.
You and also want to kill yourself.
You'll also want to kill yourself by the end of it.
Yeah.
Thought about it once or twice. But anyways.
Oh, that's who are you? Gnarly.
Tell the people.
Everyone knows the man of many tastes.
Man of many tastes.
It's Brett.
Yes. He likes tastes. That's what he's into.
All tastes.
He tastes
special
a lot.
Taste.
Yeah.
Just not beer and ginger ale like this fucking animal.
That's fucking gross, man.
That's
I
a
can't
shanty.
Believe I did that. Is that what is they a, call it?
Yeah, that's what they call that. That's
fucking shanty. I thought that
a shanty.
That's where they had all the people, you know, the homeless people. They just put them in shanty fucking
you know,
was, shanty town.
You know, it was posh people that invented yeah. that.
So this is going to be fun. We're just, you know, I had different ideas what we could do for this episode, having all three of us on. So we decided to go with some more mysteries because that's the foundation. That's the building blocks of the show was little short mysteries and strange stories. And especially when we're drinking, having fun, smoking cigars. So we decided to go with the mysteries of history. These are some mysteries of history.
The mysteries of histories.
So if you were if you're a true fan of this show, if you remember the first episode ever we did of the show, it's pretty crazy. We talked about the first mystery. The original episode will eventually go on the Patreon. I had my buddy Mac on. We just called it the Big Mac. He was on one time for the very first episode when I was like, I don't know what to do. Hey, you want to come over? I've known you for a little bit, and we were like, sure. And he was funny, so I was like, oh, we'll get some different characters in on this. And he was the first one to come on the show ever, once and only. And we talked about a bunch of mysteries, and I started to get K. I was like, I could do this. You know, we can get into this. So, get your fucking phone down. This is not phone time. Put it away.
Receive nudes later.
Damn it. Come on.
There's like Billy the one time.
He's hiking
like,
all those names.
He's like, keep going. And I'm like, I'm figuring out something. And I was like, no, you're not. In 1518, hundreds of residents of a town in the Holy Empire, the Roman Empire, the Holy Roman Empire. It's holy.
It should just be Roman Empire. No,
it was holy at first, and then it became very gay. It did.
Well, yeah.
If you look up Saturnalia, look up the episode me and Juan did, they would do these parties. This is what Christmas is founded on, is Saturnalia. And they would have these parties, and like slaves would be masters for a day. They'd fuck little boys and a bunch of weird shit. So they do everything perverted, everything that's like a flip of what the church wanted and shit.
Jesus.
But the church is responsible for some horrible shit, too. You guys
got
me.
Yeah, yeah. Need Jesus. That's amen.
Amen.
Yeah. No, Jesus not being like, okay, let's go over here and slaughter everybody. That's not
it's not so bad.
What are you talking about?
Sometimes you gotta do that.
That's what the excuse is. Some of the
We're pulling the weeds in the garden. What are you getting?
I know. Some of the shit now people are like, you guys deserve it, like the colonizers or whatever. So I'm like, oh yeah, one genocide is okay for another genocide. That's fine. It's happened. Everyone that was around then is now dead. But somehow we have to be responsible for the curse of our ancestors and what they did to people, right? It's like, your turn now.
Great.
This is fun.
Yay, life.
So this so-called dancing plague. So this is crazy. And these people started dancing in the Holy Roman Empire and didn't stop for 3 months.
For 3 months.
3 months they were dancing. The so-called dancing plague seized Strasbourg. Strasbourg. Yes.
Sounds like a band.
Strasbourg.
Sounds like a power metal band.
So through the summer,
through
the summer months, Frey Toffier was the beginning of the first victim. She danced to exhaustion for days, bloodying and bruising her feet until succumbing to her affliction. So she danced for days until her feet started fucking bleeding, and she started, and then she eventually just died from. And you can dance to death.
Literally that song.
Dance to death.
You think Michael That's Jackson did that?
Yeah.
No, he's
heads were rolled.
Michael Jackson surgery to death.
Poison. Oh. All the makeup. It's like, we need to fucking fix your face. He was on so many fucking meds.
Oh yeah.
Do you know that there's a fun conspiracy I like about this? So
yeah, we were on the Roman Empire now.
I know, but this is a fun mm-hmm. offshoot.
Okay, fair enough.
So there's a conspiracy theory that the the Jews that run the music industry didn't like that he was black. So they poisoned him and gave him alpha, whatever that stuff called, lymphomago or whatever the hell the disease is called. Remember. Okay, something like that. Some weird word.
I know what you're talking about.
And they gave it to him and they turned the king of pop white because they didn't like that he was black. And I was like, it's a conspiracy theory, but it's a fun one.
He also reminds me of The Dark Side of the Moon. You ever seen that?
Mm-hmm.
You are now Aryan. Yeah, I was like, what the hell?
Yeah, The Dark Side of the Moon. It's a great kind of conspiracy movie. And then they turn a black guy white.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's
usually kind of a really shitty white guy too. just looks like an albino black guy.
That's what I was gonna say. I was like, there's albino black people. Huh? Like, there's a guy. There's a Brother Ali, a rapper, and he looks like a white guy, but he's black. This is like so strange. So they were dancing forever. She danced till exhaustion. The dancing plague lasted from July to early September, at which point it subsided. Historians wonder the root cause of this, but Strasbourg wasn't the only place it struck. Similar instances of dancing to death occurred in various parts of Germany, France, Holland, and Switzerland as early as 1373. At the time, the disorder was thought to be caused by hot blood. Whatever that is, the and devil.
So your blood just gets hot,
and you're like, fuck.
All of a sudden, you just start.
Yeah.
For like 3 months until you die.
Around the world, around the world. Give me some of that hot blood.
It sounds like in the Kingsman movie, the second one, where they do drugs from the bad guy, and they all start like dancing and twitching.
Oh yeah, it's like a mind control thing.
Yeah.
That's funny. It is weird because what caused this? Was it like some sort of hot blood or like a disease or something? Was it the devil or a curse from Saint Vitus, the patron saint of dancers and entertainment? So this saint is like, you must dance to death. It is time.
Actually, you will dance yourself to death. Why is that? Why is it German?
Because they did go to German. It was Germany, France, Holland. Yeah. I don't know where we were, so I'm going to go back. So it did happen in Germany, France, and Holland, Switzerland. So what is it? Is it the devil? Is it a curse from this patron saint, the dancer? Or other theories involving, you know, poison, spider bites, or possession of some sort. You know, bred by the environment of belief that some superstitious force was at large. So they're like, oh, we have to dance because the devil is here. And then they dance to death.
Well, then.
They get like a parasite in their brain? Because that's a possibility.
Yeah, maybe. That's a weird effect, though, if they just start dancing. Well, I wonder if they're saying like dancing, but they're really just like freaking tweaking.
Seizuring out.
Yeah. For like 3 months, but it looks like they're dancing. I don't know.
It could have been something like there is a really real thing, which is ergot poisoning, which they blame the witch trials on, is essentially that the wheat went bad and they were still eating this like bad bread. And then it made them hallucinate. People thought they saw fucking demons and shit like that. Jesus. So they contribute this to the what happened in Salem. They think that could be part of it. People rule it out that it wasn't actually a part of it. But there is theories that it was. And that these people that were leaders and pillars of the community started tripping out and seeing demons because they were eating the fucking hallucination bread. And then they blamed it on these women. This little girl has an opinion of her own. Kill her! You know? So like that's kind of what happened.
I kind of want to try some of that bread.
At some point, we will cover the Salem witch trials. It's a fun, fucked up topic, dude. Like, it's just.
Can I get the mesmerizing loaf? I want to trip balls this afternoon.
Fuck that!
I want a hard PJ.
I want the recipe.
Well, all these women that were using maybe natural remedies and stuff like that. There was a lot of them were old hermits in the community, and they're like, you know, their daughter becomes a harlot, and they're like, it's the devil, and then they, you know, they were like, this old woman fucking cursed me, kill her, right? And then they like, if you can, we're gonna strap you to this chair and put a rock on you. And if you can swim still, then you are not a witch. But if you are a witch. But if you drowned, then you drowned. And that's what they did. They do stuff like that. They strap him to a chair, push him off into the water, and then it would be like, well, if she breaks out of it, she's a witch. If she doesn't, she's dead. So it doesn't matter anyway.
Jesus.
It's so crazy. But a lot of the burning stuff happened in like France and overseas. A lot of the hangings mostly took place like in Canada.
Yeah.
And well, the United States mostly, but you know. They were fun times. So what do you guys think it was? What do you think happened? Why do you think people were like, there was like, it's supposed to be hundreds of people died. Because they were danced until exhaustion. People think it was hysteria. So it was just like,
what are those mushrooms?
Yeah, yeah, maybe they took. But I don't know if they'd make you dance to death
for 3 months.
Mm. Like, I feel like if somebody ate a mushroom during that time, they'd be like, "Stop doing this." The mushroom would be like, "Don't do it."
What if they made mushroom wine?
That'd be fucking. That'd fuck you up, though.
What if? Yeah. What if it was just some freak fucking?
This shit is disgusting. I feel like my gut on the inside is rotting from the inside out.
I think you're gonna have no trouble shitting later.
You have to have some of that ginger beer, literally.
What was I saying?
Dance for 3 months.
Yeah,
mushroom wine.
What do you think?
Shit later.
Yeah, what if AIDS. It was like some... Yeah, what if it was AIDS?
Sorry, I was like, just going through a list as a right
and out. The first couple strains of AIDS made you dance to death.
To me, it could have been some sort of disease or some shit. I think it was like a parasite of the brain.
I think so. But how many people? Like how many people were there at once? Because
like, supposedly, I think at one, there was 400 people. 400.
Wait, how do 400
people dancing?
How do 400 people catch the exact same parasite?
That's what I'm... Well, that's what people think. It's hysteria. So the idea is look at mask formation, whatever, mask that... mass formation is what I'm thinking of. Fucking high. Mass formation psychosis or whatever. But like conditioning and what that can do. Like one person is like, holy shit, there's a fucking invisible airborne virus that's going to kill everybody. And then everyone's freaking out, right? And the idea is it spreads to people. See, this chick is dancing, right? And she's dancing. And then one guy comes up and is like, whoa, why is she dancing? Okay. He starts dancing. And then somebody else is like, why are they dancing? Why are you guys dancing? And they're just like fucking in their own minds. It's dancing. They're tripping out.
Oh, well, yeah, if they're tripping out, then...
It doesn't have to be tripping out. If, say, there was, like, two people that caught this fucking disease or had some moment of hysteria and their brain was breaking down because maybe they were eating their ergot bread or whatever, and then they, three people are dancing, and then people are like, why are they doing this? And they're actually doing this for a reason. I need to also do it. And that's, like, hysteria. That's how it kicks in. This has happened numerous times. We did a whole episode about mass hysteria with this, an actual girl, the first girl on the fucking podcast, and Billy's friend at the time, and we were talking about this. There's like schools, there's a whole fucking monastery of nuns that started meowing for some fucking reason.
Weird.
Yeah, and it's being like meow, like a bunch of them. So it's like this thing that your mind can do is it wants to adapt and like and it needs tribal instinct, so it starts to be like, well, if this person's doing it, I'm also going to do it.
Weird.
That's like the experiment that the KGB did where they studied these people. They fed them information for, I think, 3 or 4 months. And then this is what is true. They fed them propaganda and was like, this is accurate information data. And then within, I think, 3 to 6 months or something like that, they were able to figure out that they showed them the truth and then people wouldn't believe it. After a couple of months, these people were like, no, that's not real. And like, yeah, we were brainwashing you. That was propaganda. We tricked you. And they're like, no, you didn't. That's the real information. And then they showed them the truth, and they wouldn't believe it. That's why it shows these people that are like, oh, COVID killed my uncle. It's like, I don't know if it did.
COVID made you kill your uncle?
Yeah. What? I was locked inside COVID for so long that I fucking suffocated him. I'm kidding.
That happened a lot during
my uncle did die. My uncle did die during COVID, but he died because he was a drug addict. So it wasn't COVID. But
they tested him for COVID, it was COVID that killed him.
They put COVID at the end of every death. Right, it's like he got hit by a truck. It was COVID.
I know, and they added them on, and then there was people that people died of the flu every year. I truly believe it's the flu.
I can totally see that. He's got a gunshot wound to the head. Test him for COVID. Yeah, he's got
there
it.
Definitely
had COVID. That's what did it. So, not the bullet to the cranium.
Who were the Green Children of Woolpit? According to William...
Say that again?
The Green Children of Woolpit. According to William Newberg, a 12th century English chronicler, I'm guessing that's like a fucking newspaper writer, I'm assuming.
What the fuck should I know?
Two children, a boy and a girl, appeared in Suffolk, at some point during the reign of King Stephen.
King Stephen.
In 1135 to 1154, the youngsters were completely green in their persons and clad in garments of strange color and unknown materials. Found by men out in the field, these children were taken back to the village of Woolpit and initially refused all food but raw beans. You know, the village big titty bitch comes and is like, do you want some of the milk? And they're like, no, just beans.
They were gay.
Yeah. When they, I think it was a brother and sister.
I want that vegan milk. What?
I want beans.
I don't know why. Maybe that's why they're green.
Crush up some beans and turn it into a bean.
Maybe they're you have pork and beans.
You got any pork and beans?
When they eventually began eating a better diet, Newberg related that they changed their origin of color. And with time, they became like ourselves and also learned our language.
We fed them beans and they turned white again.
It's fucking weird. When they asked where they came from, the children said they were from the land land of St. Martin. Although there was no idea where they had no idea where this was. They described their home as a place where the sun does not rise above our countrymen. Our land is a little cheered by its beans. It's a little cheered by its beams. Beams of the sun, not beans.
Beans.
Beams of the sun. We are content with twilight. Which among you precedes the sunrise or the following sunset? I'm like, what the fuck did you just say, little child? Why are you talking like that? Exactly who the Wolput children were, if they even existed, has been puzzled historians and non-historians alike. Like, I was debating on doing this for a Patreon episode because there is more meat to it if you start diving through some of the stuff and, like, in accounts of the stories. Theories range from the youths have been being poisoned or simply malnourished, although the more outlandish idea revolved around them being aliens.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Little green aliens?
Yeah, but they had green skin, but like the grays look like some bulbous looking fucking.
For all I know, they could have some sort of, you know, jaundice turns into yellow. Yeah. So who knows? Like,
yeah.
Maybe their kidneys were shutting down.
That could be true.
Like, who knows? Like, maybe they just had a pure alkaline diet and then just made their skin a little green.
Yeah. I heard it's really good for you, though.
Alkaline?
I got a whole book about it.
Yeah? Think yeah. You're fucking fancy with your books and shit?
I am. I feel fancy. I have a whole library.
There you go.
Fancy books. Get them.
We just well, burn the ones that involve...
Before they started getting burned by Trudeau.
Mm-hmm. That's why I'm doing it. I get all these books in case they try to take all away this medicinal medicine bucket. They're trying to do it, so I'm like, I might as well get the books so I can go around Ontario and find them. You know?
What if those kids just got dragged through the grass by a horse or something?
Yeah, what if they were just like...
No, but their skin was actually green.
Yeah, but like...
You ever seen somebody green out? They look like that shit. Maybe they smoked way too much weed, bro.
Wait, what if they were hot? Yeah. They were
just stoned as shit.
You've seen someone green out, right? I've seen people actually go green. Like, you know, I was telling you that story, but when I did...
Yeah, because they're about to puke.
I know. When I did what's that drug we were talking about? Fucking...
LSD?
No. The illegal one. I can't think of this. That you smoke. Salvia.
Oh. Salvia.
You know, when I did that, when I did that trip and I saw that chick turn into a fucking, she's not the greatest looking girl. Quinn, right? She was. You don't know her last name, whatever. And she turned into like, she turned green to me. Like, she looked like a witch. And then later on, like a couple years later, we smoked like these crystal bowls at my buddy Mike's house. She was with this girl I was dating. She was her friend or whatever. And she turned green. We're all looking at her like, yo, you look green right now. And she's like,
she's about to puke.
Like, just like, and just like uncomfortably high. And we saw, like, she looked pale as fuck, but green. And I'm like, you're greening. You're greening out. So these kids were made as high as fuck. Just like,
oh man, I'm so high right now.
Or they got lost in the woods, they're eating some fucking random shit.
Yeah.
You know? Some poisonous mushroom, right? So the most likely explanation were the children were immigrants from Greenland. I'm just kidding. were immigrants from Flanders who at some point during the turbulent years of King Stephen's on the throne were orphaned. So I don't know. There was animosity between the Flemish and the English. So it can be seen their actions of the Stephen's successor, Henry II. He targeted the Flemish individuals living in England, specifically casting them out of England after he took the throne in 1154. So I don't know. They're immigrants that are green, I guess. I don't know. What the fuck were you looking, your elbow?
No, I was falling asleep.
No, fuck off. Flanders Field.
They weren't from Flanders Field.
No, they were Flemish, they think. So like, Flemish people are green, right?
Maybe they're just Irish.
Any Flemish viewers, leave us a comment. Tell us.
Flemish viewers? Where are you from?
Where
are you from Flemland?
Where is it? Is it Flemland? Finland?
Flemish?
Is Flemish people from Finland?
No, Finnish people.
We don't have internet out here, so we can't fact check anything.
Well, that's what happens, right?
Yeah.
Kindred relic.
According!
You just whacked me in the back.
Okay,
enjoy it.
I did.
Okay, I'm going to finish this so I can... Yes, I'm already done. I need no beer this time.
There's no beer on the table, so... There's that beer. Don't grab the Corona. Mm-hmm.
He'll pee his pants.
Yeah. Corona.
Holy shit, man.
Holy shit, man.
What?
Not necessarily what Sawyer said.
Oh, do you want some Sawyer?
No, I'm good.
For those who are watching, Sawyer is what you call a weaker male. And he can't handle the wild turkey.
I gotta drive.
What does a turkey sound like, Sawyer? I can't do that.
It sounds better if a turkey's giving a blowjob.
Oh, God.
Try it. What does a turkey sound like?
I'm not getting a blowjob from a turkey.
Try it. What does it sound like?
Yeah, what does it sound like? I'm sure you know.
The sound of a turkey giving head?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Also referred to as the Codex Gigas. Yeah, it's like it's Giga Chad. The Codex Giga Turkey. The Codex Gigas. Or the Devil's Bible, is a massive medieval tome written in the 13th century by a monk who is said to have made the deal with the devil in order to finish it. So I can't finish this book. Can you please, 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 Lord, Savior, Lucifer, can you please help me finish this goddamn book?
Why has he got a Kentucky accent?
I don't know. It's the only accent I can kind of do. So it's like always where my voice goes. I'm trying to fucking make fun of somebody. Because there's just many times where I'm
And please, Lord Lucifer, would you please supply me with a bug and a chicken?
Yeah, can you do British? Because I always got to hear it first.
Why is he black?
He's not black. So he wants Kentucky fried chicken.
Oh, I thought you were hinting to you.
No. Well, they do love
fried chicken. Can I have some water, fried chicken?
Do you want to know why they love fried chicken?
Please tell me why.
Because everybody loves fried chicken.
Yes.
Not everyone. I don't like fried chicken.
Fuck you.
I can't. I mean,
I've watched you eat 12 pieces of fried chicken.
That wasn't fried chicken. That was just chicken that was breaded and then deep fried. It was different.
Forgive me. Deep fried.
Can you do a
big
Trump?
Big difference.
Can you do what? A Trump?
Really big.
Can you do a Trump?
Brett
could have done that better. He used to use it. It's on point.
What would you like me to say as President Trump?
That's pretty good. You're good there. That's good. So where's the impression master? You know, you do that work a lot where there's some ones that I'm like, it's fucking dumb.
Homer, why would you leave the fucking welder turned on when you're on lunch break? You lazy piece of shit.
To start, that's right. I'm trying to, like Brett said, he wanted to try to do it more on the podcast, is get his impressions out. Because we talk about so much random shit, it's hard to frame it around a way where we're able to do it. But I try to do it all the time with Aaron because we're talking about something in Britain and then I'm like trying to read it in British. And he was like, you do it good
in English.
And then it goes for good for like maybe 2 minutes. And then he's like, all of a sudden it's like Jamaican or fucking East Indian. It just like goes and I'm like, I'm
trying. I was going to say, do they write it like they would talk?
I was going to go, British, come down to the fucking governor. Yeah, and I'm fucking just fucking.
Oi, love. Fancy coming around the estate for a nice spot of tea.
We had a revolution. Oh, see, that goes to fucking.
It goes straight to Kentucky.
1940s fucking guy.
Well, I say.
I'll talk about the devil's Bible, lad.
I was attempting to do a Kentucky accent, but it sounded like a racehorse manager.
Here comes the devil's Bible, a massive medieval tome written in the 13th century by a monk who made a deal with the devil in order to finish it. According to the legend, the monk had been sentenced to be walled up alive as his punishment for breaking his vows. That's fucked up. It's like, oh, you broke your vows, you piece of shit. He fucks the horse out back or something. Like, whoa, man, what are you doing out there?
Why is he doing it with the horse?
Because it's got to be the most absurd shit, like in perverse, weird shit. And then they're like, motherfucker. And then they like start walling him up like Thomas the Train, man. There's an episode of Thomas the Train where they're like, Thomas is bad. So they fucking build bricks around him and they seal him in. I'm like, what the fuck? That's a kid's show? I used to watch that shit. And I remember the episode. Someone was talking about it. And I was like, that's fucked up. The conductor guy, whatever he's like, yeah, Thomas has been bad today. And there's like, he's like crying and they keep putting bricks in front of him and like building him up. And I'm like, that's ruthless.
Jesus.
It's a kid's show. Like, he's been bad, so let's put him in a fucking brick oven. You know? So this is what happened to this monk. They were like, he broke his vows, so they started walling him in alive as punishment. He promised the monastery that they would let him live. He would write a book that would contain all human knowledge in a single day. I'll do it, man. He'd be like, I'll do it, man. Trust me. You let me out. I'll fucking write. Oh, I could not do that. I'd get like halfway through, and it would just be me.
You get the title done. You're like, ah, fuck. I need a big old blunt.
I've thought about writing a book, but I feel like I'd have to like do with all my I would like to, not gonna lie, write a fiction book, but have it based in some truth around conspiracies. You know, like a lot of, like the reptilians, just write some out of my imagination. There's a lot of people, like my buddy Juan's writing a book, but he's super into the occult and stuff. So he's writing it about the homunculus. So me and Billy came on this episode recently on Monday where Juan, my buddy, is like the homunculologist expert. And a homunculologist, this thing is a creature that you can create from real magic. And Juan believes that this is possible, that there's like chaos magic and things that you like can invoke things to bring them into reality, right? CERN's doing it by trying to smash particles together. Mm-hmm. It's funny to see Billy's reaction because you'll cut your hand and put some blood in it and then come into a fucking hole in the ground and you bury it and then like this fucking, and then you check and you do some magical spells and you check everyone, there's this little creature that's inside and he can do your bidding. He can run around and you can fucking, you know, do your laundry, go to work. I was like, can I fucking teach him how to run the laser? Just send out like this little fucking version of me that's like fucking this tall. He's like, I'm here to run the laser. Like, what happened to you, Thomas?
He's just standing on the computer keyboard. Yeah,
and then we can literally do the mini me stop humping the laser because my little thing will just be like this. Now we're all the time at work. I'm just humping shit. I was doing it in front of somebody in front of like 3 times in that 1 week. I was like, because we're trying to put things together. And I was like, here, so let me fucking.
And now you know why I do that.
It's so funny.
You've entered madness.
But there's a lot of weird shit, right? So I'm like, I think kind of everything is possible. There's really weird stuff to do with occult magic and people that believe that this stuff exists and you can practice it. And like, it's like manifestation, believing something so much that it comes true. So, and to fulfill this promise, the monk sold his soul to Lucifer because he's like, I can't fucking finish this book. All human knowledge. One day. I can't do it.
Are you crazy?
So the real basis of this legend is likely a fact that even though the manuscript is extremely long, it appears to have been written just by one person over a relatively short period of time, creating using more than 160 animal skins and requiring 2 people to even lift it. 2 people to lift a book. Yes.
The big book.
Crazy.
I know.
Where is it now?
So the Cortes Gigas.
Question to fuck off.
Well, that's where we're getting to. The Codex Gigas contains a complete Latin translation of the Bible, as well as multiple other texts, including works of Hippocrates and Cosmas of Prague. Not to mention the medical formulas, texts on exorcisms, and a large depiction of the devil himself. 12 pages of the original manuscript are missing. What they might have contained remains a mystery. Some rumors say the pages contain the secret satanic texts, perhaps even mentioning a method to conjure the devil himself. So they have this somewhere. I can't remember. It's in some museum. And they've pretty much translated most of it, I think, if not all of it. But there is pages missing and shit. But there is all this theory that it came from like human skin and shit, and you know,
the perfect margarita mix. Now, what you want to do is get the perfect.
That's what's in it.
Yeah, it's just a whole bunch of drink menus. It's like, what? So this is the key to human knowledge. Like, yeah, you guys love getting drunk.
The perfect pina colada.
Chapter
2, a diagram of Satan.
Whoa.
So if you're around somewhere where they discovered like ancient wine, would you drink it? If you saw someone else drink it a day before and he was fine, would you be like, okay, I'll try it?
Yeah.
After seeing someone, I would. As long as like I wait a week maybe, and then I'd be like, okay, well, you're
fine. As long as it's not wine. It's the one. Well, that's it's okay. The one alcohol you don't want to drink after centuries.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, oh, you want to try some of this vinegar? Okay, I'd love but to try some vinegar.
Yeah, it'd probably be just acid.
Liquor more prominently in like Egyptian societies, they drank like and created wine and stuff. Mm-hmm. It was probably a lot different than what we do now, but I'm pretty sure they didn't have like liquor. Liquor, you know?
Liquor.
So that shit's weird. Brett, you heard about the Devil's Bible.
Mm-hmm. I heard it was like apparently massive and... Mm-hmm. Apparently, what the whole thing for the entire book was that there's no writer's fatigue. There's no there's no perfection of writing because as you go through, you get better as you continue through. There is nothing that suggests that he was fatigued or got better or got worse or anything.
Just consistent.
It's so consistent, it's concerning because no human does that. Humans have nothing but flaws. I mean, you have something that's fucking flawless and it's made of fucking flesh and it has a lot of shit in it that's...
Did your Lord and Savior Jesus have flaws?
No, not a single one.
Did you watch that? Did you watch that Billy Carson thing I sent you?
Not even one.
Did you watch that Billy Carson thing I sent you?
No,
you gotta watch that shit. It's fucking fascinating. There's this like dude. He's like this. He's a historian, but he's into like astrophysics. Like he's done all these. It's pretty cool. He's got an extensive background. Smart dude, and he talks about the Anunnaki and the connection to Jesus, and Jesus probably Thoth, and either reincarnated somehow, and they can trace his bloodline. Like it's fucking fascinating shit. They probably have it at some point, and that they could have messed up the interpretation of it being a virgin because the way when they were translating it, virgin actually they probably meant young girl, not virgin, but just young girl, so that she could have got impregnated by somebody. But he's like, there is many stories that are this virgin birth concept, and it all goes back to the Anunnaki and them planting their seed. And Thoth was maybe Jesus, and he was the keeper of like all knowledge and stuff like that. But they were trying to enslave humanity, essentially. And then Thoth got, and I think his father were like, I don't want to do that. And they kind of flipped the script and they started teaching us about their knowledge. And that's where we get Atlantis and shit from. It's fascinating. And then they think that either Jesus was taught by Thoth or that Jesus was Thoth reincarnated. Because you see these similar stories in ancient, I'm reading David Icke's book, and it's like, it talks about these ancient Viking stories that match it, just different names, labels for shit, but matches almost exactly the Bible story. Mm-hmm. Stories passed down for centuries, so there's got to be a connection to something and somewhere. Mm-hmm. You should watch it, man. You'd be like fascinated. And it's got, you know, Andrew Schultz?
Yeah.
It's his show, and he had Billy Carson. It was great. Like, it was great because it was funny. They were like, he's like, you know, we're not fact checking any of this shit. And he's like, no, you can all look this up. And he's like, no, we're just having fun with this. We're not going to fact check anything. And, like, it's a good time, man, because it's interesting. And eventually we'll be talking about the Anunnaki in no time. So this is a weird one. And since the 18th century, hundreds of incredibly well-preserved human cadavers have been discovered in the peat bogs of northern Europe. These bodies had been forensically dated to as far back as 8,000 BCE, the famous Talmud men, discovered in 1950 by two Danish farmers in a small town in Denmark, lived in the pre-Roman Iron Age of the 3rd century BCE. He was well-preserved, and the contents of his stomach were actually well-established where he lived. So they're able to take, because he was well-preserved, and his organs were, so they are able to test his organs to figure out his DNA and where he came from.
Huh.
And despite the different demographic makeup of the corpses in terms of age, sex, and social standing, which I don't know what that would mean. I don't know how they would tell social standing by like, oh, this one was an inbred, this one was not. I don't know what that means, you know? So there is one mysterious and unexplained commonality in their composition. They seem to all have been deliberately executed and placed in the bog. With no explanation to why this method of disposal would be utilized, researchers speculate that perhaps they were sacrifices or social outcasts. So it's pretty trippy because
they were Sawyers.
Mm-hmm.
Well, fair. So I would have been mummified and thrown in a bog.
They would be, because they executed them.
Sacrifice you first.
But they could have sacrificed them because there was that, and even then, you know, Aztec cultures, which is the craziest shit ever, they would have men fight, there's an episode we could do about extreme historical sports that I was looking at. It's okay. Obviously talking about like just some of the things that the Africans did or the indigenous cultures in Mexico, but obviously the Aztecs playing fucking soccer with heads and shit.
Oh, yeah.
Really fucked up.
Yeah, really hard. Like, what if you, like, kicked the forehead?
Fuck. My toe.
I'm sure it would soften up after a while.
Yeah. So fucked up. But they would get people to battle, warriors, and then they would sacrifice the strongest warrior. So you'd almost be like, you're going to die or you're going to die. Do you want to die in battle or do you want to die with me cutting your head off while you're on mushrooms? You choose. Because that's what they would give them mushrooms, hallucinogenic mushrooms, psilocybin, and then they would put them on the altar above on the fucking pyramids and be like, here you go, fucking gods, and they would chop the guy's head off. Imagine being that guy. But like, here you go, Quetzalcoatl, the reptilian god that they fucking praised. Here's some fucking heads of this soldier that I fucking, this warrior I killed. Is that fucked up, man?
That's crazy.
Okay, mushrooms is like a thing you're supposed to do outside, be peaceful, laugh, and run through friends. Yeah. You're just gonna laugh a lot.
Yeah, that's and it's like, misuse.
This guy's like, ha 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 ha, as he's getting his like head cut off. Like, Jesus. What the fuck? Fun times.
Yeah, that's dark.
We'll just stage that for Brett when like we give him a high dose of mushrooms. We'll just come out with like a headdress on, and then he'll be like, what the fuck are they doing? I'll be like, it's time, man. What? And then he'll be like, what? What are we doing?
Chopping so your cool. head off, bud.
So, this is
sacrifice you to the shroom gods.
So if anything happens, just so you know, this is, you know, evidence.
This is a early murder confession.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'd say.
We're not going to kill you, Brett. Johnny needs a father.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it's funny. Yeah, Brett's raising a deer.
Which is adorable.
A doe, a deer, a female deer.
I don't know the rest of that.
A queer.
I tried to spit in my beer.
So I shoved a spear in his rear.
Then he shoved his wing in my ear.
At some point, if we could do extensively, I really want to do this episode at some point, but I think it'd be long, is I was telling Sorcerer about torture methods. Like, throughout, like, I don't know if we can do two parts, maybe.
And
instead.
Not the sexy ones.
No. Like, they would put, like, they would have, like, they would lower people on the spike through their ass.
Oh,
and they would
pyramid.
Force them. Yeah, and they would force them through yeah. it. So the
apparently, like, women that were, like, whores.
Yeah,
no,
women
that's when
too.
They put a thing in the.
Oh, yeah, I know.
JJ, and then they, like, hit a notch and it springs out and it goes.
Or they would crank it. Imagine that.
Yeah.
It's like, well, a painful
one where
butt
they,
plug.
Like, there's a pyramid where they put yeah. weight in their feet and it just. They keep adding weight daily.
Oh, God.
And then their assholes are slowly getting opened up, man.
Yeah, they just basically Jesus. Eventually split in half.
There's some fucking gay guy out there that's like, I like that. It's all
nice. Can I find that? Like, Pornhub or something?
Oh,
I'm gonna.
Time for a trip to the museum.
Yep. Oh, so after they committed a crime, most criminals flee the scene. This one's weird. Hoping to put the distance between themselves and law enforcement, Theodore Connies had been a different instinct entirely. In October 1941, he broke into the home of Philip and Helen Peters in Denver, Colorado. When Philip confronted the trespasser, who was raiding his icebox at the time, like, hey, that's my liquor, boy. What are you doing?
That's another Kentucky man.
Yeah. Another Kentucky man.
Connies finally beat him, then fled to the attic. Connies decided to hide out there and remain in the attic even as Helen went about her life in the house. Not knowing her husband's killer was lurking upstairs. After months of hearing unsettling noises, like just fucking porn and shit. Like, this is the fucking 40s, so it's like he finds some old, like, Hustler magazines. Then it wouldn't be Hustler. It'd be, like, some lady in black and white, you know, like, with a fucking one of those Japanese fans, and that's all the picture would be. You know those pictures, those old school nudie photos?
No, I don't. Tell us more.
I'm a vintage guy. I've said this. I've made this on the podcast.
Yeah, fair enough.
I like vintage porn. That's too vintage for
Vietnam,
me.
Vietnam, 1960.
That's too that's too vintage for me, though. Yeah, I'm like Jeffrey Dahmer's cousin. I like just looking at that's Vietnamese women getting murdered. Just kidding.
Jesus Christ.
You know, one of the that was Richard Ramirez. Never mind. That was Richard Ramirez. His cousin came back from Vietnam and was like, hey, fucking, you know, you want to see something cool? Here's what we did to women in Vietnam. And he showed Richard Ramirez this, and Richard Ramirez was like, the Night Stalker was like, I kind of like that. That Jesus. Looks like something I'd like to do. And they started breaking in people's houses and R-wording them, whatever, it's fucking Rumble, hello, YouTube. He learned this from his cousin, like Green Beret tactics, like military, like Vietnam tactics, how to break into people's houses and stay stealthy and all that shit. And then he learned it, used it to his advantage. And Richard Ramirez, will be talking about him in length at some point. Billy's favorite serial killer. Oh. It's his favorite. And he would, because he was ruthless, and that's what Billy always talked about, how ruthless he was and just like not giving a shit. And he would, like, anybody, any age, he would R word. It doesn't matter. Old ladies, Jesus. Young girl, it doesn't matter. Guys, I don't think he would do, but a lot of old women.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah, mean bush.
compared to that guy before. He's a sick fuck.
Yeah, he is a sick fuck. But he, when he was in jail, he started exposing the Satanist shit, right? He was like, these people are not, you know, you're these kids out in the forest fucking over a goat skull. He's like, these are your politicians, your bankers, your lawyers that really praise this shit.
Take it from me. I'm a R word.
I'm one of them. I'm, you know, he was, because he was a vowed Satanist.
He's an arpist.
Yeah.
Arpist. We'll call him an artist, but like
blood splatter.
Yeah, of unconsent artist.
He was the grape, the gaping groper. You could
call him the graper.
The graper. There you go. The graper. We'll start using slang now, man. That's like the best way to do it. So it's crazy. So like after months, she's hearing noises and shit, like grunting, shit moving. It's like, that's normal. That's fine. Finding household items out of place. There's like open beer cans and shit.
Like, some shit in the toilet didn't flush. Like,
yeah.
Pretty sure I didn't eat corn. Okay.
Why is there blood? Fucking discovering missing food. Helen moved with her son to another city. So she's like hearing all this shit, seeing weird things move, doesn't realize it's in the attic. I don't know how dumb this bitch is. But like, and then she's like, oh, I'm just going to move out of here. So Connie's, that Theodore, remained after enough neighbors reported strange going ons on the empty house. It's an empty house. And there's like, oh, she moved away. And they're just like, there's weird shits happening in the house. You know, he's got late night parties. He's watching Jerry Springer during the day on full blast. Like, I don't even know what's going on over there. Did you sleep with this woman? And it's like, oh, that's all you hear. It's like, here we go. We got, can you guess the tranny? You know what I mean? You all remember.
Yeah, that's getting harder to do these days. Mm-hmm.
This is the 1940s. That doesn't,
I know. I'm just kidding. This is the 1940s.
You know, there's one thing that China does better than any North American can possibly do.
If you're about to say trans people.
Or trans people. You cannot tell them apart. You look at them, you're like, I think it's time for a second flood.
Yeah.
Yep.
Well, agreed. Well, the thing is, it is 1941, so he's like up there, be like, Mein Kampf. Oh. Weird. I kind of see what he was thinking. I'm just kidding.
Maybe I should scatter around the house like a dirty little rat.
Just kidding, everybody. Fucking calm down.
Chill.
Chill. Communists are the problem, anyways, man. They got a little funding behind them. It's not good, man. So give somebody some fucking whiskey.
No. Give. Chicken.
So this is so funny. So police finally conducted a search and finally found the Denver Spider-Man. Because technically he earned his nickname from both his tall and slender appearance. So it was Billy hiding in an attic, everybody. Again. And the fact that he lived with spiders. What a crazy fucking story that, like, this guy kills this woman's husband with his buddies. Like, they break in. I think there was a couple of them, or maybe it was just him because he broke in the home, it says. And then he fled, but they didn't fucking realize that he just went upstairs. That's like the craziest shit in the world to be like, oh, we had this crazy break in. My husband's dead. The police come months later. She's like still mourning the death of her husband from this maniac.
Still there in the lazy boy.
Yeah. It's like, well, knife I can't leave chest. Him now. Like,
I don't know what happened.
And this guy's upstairs in the attic just eating fucking cans of old beans that he found up there. It reminds me of the scene in, you ever seen Family Christmas, Vacation Christmas? You've seen that, right?
Yeah.
Where he's in...
he's watching films, but they're actually just blank.
Yeah. So you've seen Christmas shit. Vacation, right? National Lampoon's. It's a good 80s film, a Christmas film. It's good. I guess you never saw it.
It's not a Christmas
never
film.
It is.
It was a horror film.
He cuts in this big tree and he comes out with the Jason mask and his neighbors are like, hey, and he's like, hey, and he starts rubbing the chainsaw. It's a good film, man. You would like it. I know you're not allowed, but you
sounds
would like
cringe.
It.
Sounds cringe.
Wait, what does he say again?
I can't remember.
Where are you going to put a tree like that?
Oh, yeah.
Bend over and I'll show you.
Yeah. It's a
good. You got a lot of nerve talking to me like that. And I wasn't talking to you. And looks at his wife.
It's a Chevy Chase and shit, like old school SNL.
Oh yeah,
shit, it's great, man. And then so he gets locked in the attic, and it's so fucking cold up there. He starts putting all his.
Do you mean attic?
Attic, yeah. I said addict. You're right. I said this before on another show, and Billy said the same thing. And he gets locked up in the attic. You know, where Anne Frank mysteriously went, and then maybe wrote a thing before a pen existed.
No, he did an Anne Frank.
Yeah.
Well, he got trapped up there because, like, the collapsible staircase got closed up. So he's up there roaming around for, like, old Christmas, like, for, like, things to keep warm. And he finds, like, old Christmas presents that he's stashed from years before and forgot to put out.
What was the Anne Frank conspiracy? Aaron told me that, like, that there is theories that either she didn't write it or something like that. Because she either used, like, pencil before there was lead pencils, or there was the ink or the pen that she used. They said that she wrote it before it existed. Yeah, so there's conspiracy theories about that. Everything, man. Everything.
Nothing is as it seems.
No, and if they're smashing fucking particles together and erasing history and all the other shit that they're doing, then, like, how do you know what's real and what's actually, like, you know, what's factual and what's not factual? Because they only want to mold your mind around the opinions that they want you to have, you know?
I believe if it's born on Canadian soil, it's Canadian.
Yes. But you have to be here for generations. You built this country, that's what I think.
Okay, well, I gotta say, I gotta go back.
Well, I'm vaccinated. I'm not gonna live to be.
Why are so many dogs suffering from health issues? Actress Katherine Heigl, who's helped save over 16,000 dogs through her foundation, says she's seeing more issues with dogs' joints, odors, and health than ever before. And after doing a ton of research, she feels there's one place we can look to support any dog's health: their food. So she decided to create something she could actually feel good about feeding her dogs. It's called Superfood Complete. Superfood Complete is made with over 30 of the healthiest ingredients on the planet, including several superfoods vital to your dog's health. Badlands Ranch also sponsors the Jason Debus Heigl Foundation, which has helped rescue thousands of dogs and place them in loving homes. Dogs across America are trying this food and experiencing amazing health benefits. Go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 and order right now to get up to 50% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. If you want your dog to experience all these incredible things, go to BadlandsRanch.com/save50 today. If people are dieting now more than ever before, then why are nearly 1 in 3 American adults overweight? Dr. Gundry, who's helped thousands lose weight and feel younger and healthier than ever, says most people are not getting enough fat-burning MCTs from their food. MCTs are a special kind of compound that, instead of turning into fat when you consume it, turns into ketones, which is a chemical that breaks down the excess fat in your body. So, by getting more MCTs in your diet, you essentially flip a switch that puts your body in caloric bypass mode, which can flush out excess fat and calories. And he's created an easy way for you to activate caloric bypass right at home. It's called MCT Wellness. This powerful blend of fat-flushing MCT powders and antioxidant-rich polyphenols is designed to help you unlock your body's fat-burning, energy-producing potential. What's even better is that it's a delicious drink. I love how incredible it tastes. All you do is add a scoop to water, enjoy, and watch as you start feeling slimmer and more energized. So, if you want to experience a quick, easy, and effective way to melt pounds fast, go to countrymd.com/energy and order right now to get up to 53% off your regular price order with a 90-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's GUNDRYMD.com/energy.
Medical Mutual wants to remind you it's almost time for Medicare's annual enrollment period. As a trusted health insurer for more than 90 years, Medical Mutual is here to help you find better Medicare benefits. Be confident you're getting the most from your Medicare Advantage plan. Schedule your free Medicare plan review today at medmutual.com/review. Medical Mutual, Ohio's hometown Medicare insurer.
You'll be fine. No, you got the bad batch. Remember, there's different batches of that.
Maybe
shit.
I don't know.
There was different batches. You can't talk about this on YouTube.
Yeah, nothing happened to me.
The first gen was all the good.
That's
stuff.
What you think. Second, there is turbo cancer everywhere.
Turbo cancer. Oh,
yeah. That's a real thing. I know. Come people now. It. So it's like, it's not good.
It's got that turbo sound.
That's why everyone's like,
my life.
Well, that's why a lot of people were like, why nothing happened to me? And it's just like, well, until it does, or the fact that it's happened to people because there was different.
The reason you're not getting cancer is because you are fucking cancer. Yeah. That's what's happening.
Well, if all it did is like fry my sperms and I can't have kids,
yeah, yeah,
and that's
could
fine.
Do that. But the thing is, we can't even talk about this shit on YouTube. But the thing is that there could have been different batches, right? Because they admitted this, right?
Yeah.
That, so the morning of February 9th, 1955.
Pay attention now.
I heard you, boy.
Was unlikely for any other people in Denver, England. Devon, England, Denver, Devon, England. Not only because the deep snow had settled overnight, they noticed something quite unsettling. Series of mysterious snowy footprints in various areas of the south of East Devon. Their combined length was an estimate 40 to 100 miles. That's a big gap. The particular nature of the prints only added to the people's unease. Each hoof print was 4 by 6 inches in size, and each spaced out by 16 inches. The pattern of the track suggested that a two-legged creature, not on four-legged ones, no, had made them. More alarming, nothing seemed to stop them, including walls or streams. This went up and over rooftops, through bodies of water. News of the extraordinary discovery soon spread across the country. And this is in 1855, everybody. Leading all of Britain to speculate on what visited Devon that night. Although people have put forward numerous theories, ranging from balloons to badgers, no one has been able to pinpoint the origins of the prints. A number of people even claim it was an elaborate hoax. Does he sound like William Shatner? In the absence of the final explanation, some believe the devil visited Denver, fucking Devon, that February morning and made the prince. Was it the devil?
No, it was Krampus.
It could have been. Fucking Krampus, man. He's showing up, man.
Was it Krampus? We will never know.
Would I do it? William Shatner.
William Shatner.
It does.
Over walls and
a goat.
Goats and trees and through goats.
I know what
trees.
It was. It was Philip the Goat. All the Dagalon fans. It was Philip the Goat. He was around back then, man. He was fucking doing coke and kicking ass. That's what he was doing.
Wow.
Yeah.
The tough ass goat.
That's the leader of Dagalon, is a goat that sniffs coke and causes a lot of ruckus, man.
That's too much ruckus. That's a ruckus goat.
Yeah. Fucking eating cans and shit, being like, fuck you, Trudeau. And he like kicks him.
Cans and shit? Why don't you eat cans and just shit? That's weird.
They do eat cans.
That's what he's eating. Sorry.
I'm going to eat some cans and shit.
Sounds nutritious.
I love my cow.
Must be Hindi.
Yeah, the Hindi goat, man.
Jesus Christ.
They have poop battles, man. I saw footage. Not everybody. That's
something weird. At my old job, we used to throw chicken heads at each other.
That's funny.
It was fun, yeah.
You ever do chicken pocket?
What the fuck is that?
That's so funny. When we lived at Swish LA, there would be like all these extra like pieces of chicken, right, in the drawer and stuff like that. So it'd be like you have your like uniform on, and one little pocket, like chicken pocket, and you put like hot chicken, and it would like burn your nipples and shit. Some of the shit you do in a restaurant, like if you were caught bending over takeout, you would get whipped by a spatula. And in some way, my buddy Alex did it to me. I was like, "Fuck you, man!" So I did it to him, and you could see a clear imprint of the spatula with the holes on his ass.
That would hurt.
Oh yeah, we
was
fucking
it a hot spatula. Yeah.
No, we just like hard as fuck, boy. This is like. Yeah, it was like you get caught.
You don't know the kitchen game. Yeah. You better get rid of
chicken pocket. Was fucking funny because Billy did it to me the one day. Chicken pocket, and it was hot as fuck, and I had burn marks on my nipple.
We used to get.
And I was like, "You fucking piece of shit."
We used to get chicken. We used to get chicken guts by the bucket at my old job, my high school job. The one guy went to like
chicken
grab
bucket.
A handful of chicken guts and throw it at another guy while he came around the wall, but it was the wrong guy. Like, because he knew this other guy was tall, so he was aiming high, right? He wanted to hit him in the chest, and he hit this guy right in the face with chicken guts.
So what do you think this was? Was it Krampus?
Bigfoot.
Mm-mm. It's a goat!
Bigfoot doesn't have...
You said 4 by 6 inches. That's...
It's a cow.
It's a cow. It's a cow.
It's a cow that's been cut in half.
Yeah. To be
honest...
It's
Satan itself.
To be honest, listen. Back then, it is 1855, but you got the means. You could cut off a cow's hooves, right? And then make them into stilts. And yeah, then you just be like, buddy, here, walk through this. But it went through rivers, streams, and over rooftops, man. Hmm? Where's the ladder marks, bro? Because they're all the snow was like clean, other around it. It's very hard to fake. There's been times they've faked like crop circles, but you can always tell a lot of the times because there's a distance between when they started them and they will lay down boards. You can tell the difference in crop circles that have been created by some sort of maybe alien or fucking government shit to trick people, like actual ships, or people that have actually faked them. You can see the difference between them. I've seen pictures of ones they faked and then ones that they have no idea. Ones that have, like, messages in them. Messages. So, like...
Are they in English and perfectly legible?
Well, no, they're, what's that shit called? We use numbers to, like...
Numerology?
No, yeah, but it's, like, a message. There's a word for it. It's, like, fucking the Navy uses. Somebody.
Cipher.
We are drinking. No, it's not like...
A cipher?
Yeah, like a cipher, yeah. Something like that, right? Where they use numbers and it took forever for people to figure out. We'll talk about it one day if I remember.
I don't even know how to place it, dude.
But the thing is, too, is it is weird because this is a big thing. Like it could end up being its own episode on its own because there is a little more other details in that. Who knows? But what do you guys think it is? Do you think it was faked? Because it is interesting you brought the Krampus thing because in European countries, more like Norway and the very like white Swedes, you know, like they would believe in fucking Krampus and they do the festivals where they whip kids and shit. And
Jesus.
You know about this?
No.
Krampus is the fun one, man.
That, yeah, sure. That doesn't sound very
Krampus. Well, there, it doesn't sound there's, for the kids. There's stories about Krampus dragging around a fucking bathtub that to drown the kids that are bad. You've seen the movie, right?
No.
What? The horror movie is actually really fun. It's got that one comedian actor I've never remember his name, but it's supposed to be like a dark horror kind of comedy. The grandma's like this German grandma, and she'd be like, Krampus is coming to get you, Krampus knock.
Oh yeah,
and Krampus.
And it's he has like demons and shit like that, little elves. So it's like the opposite of Santa. So he punishes the kids instead of granting them, giving them presents. It's fun times. So maybe it was Krampus. What do you guys think? Was it a fucking phony? Phony!
Probably Goatman. Satan.
I think it's Philip.
Barracudas.
Philip.
Barracuda.
Philip the dinosaur.
Philip the goat, man.
I have no idea.
What do you think, Sawyer, man? Get it.
It's a flying cow.
Yeah. I can really kind
of
see
it. It kind of reminds me of like that one story you hear about those Russian hikers.
Oh, yeah. We covered it, man. Fucking the Dilatov Pass.
Yes. Yeah. The Dilatov Pass. So these hikers, there's no tracks leading into their campsite, but they all ran out of their tents. Some of them froze, and one went up a tree, didn't he?
Yeah, it's fucked, man.
And froze in
and
the tree.
And there's bodies, like, not he didn't froze in the tree, but there's bodies that were, like, miles away from the campsite.
And torn apart.
Like, their tent looked like it was cut from the inside out. So there's all these different theories. You can go back, and you can listen to the two-parter we did on that.
But so, there's no footprints, because there's no snow.
Listen to the episode we did, Sawyer.
Yeah.
Listen to
it. But, like, there's nothing that came into it. But it looks like they're escaping from something.
So we did the basis, and then part two, we did the theories, because there's so many fucking theories about what it could have been. On August 20th, 1966, a young boy flying a kite. It's a
worm.
On a remote and tough-to-access hill outside of Rio de Janeiro.
Rio de Janeiro?
But why is it with a J? Why bothers
me? I have no idea.
I don't know, why does jalapeno start with a J? It sounds like an H.
It's other cultures, you racist bastard.
Yeah,
you
I like racists. I like watching them. They fucking go fast, vroom, vroom. It's fun. Come on.
Everybody. He likes other races as long as they stay in their own country, right?
Yeah, it's fine. That's what as long as you don't import your culture into my culture that's already existed for... And I know. What we did to the indigenous. I can't change the past. But I actually like indigenous people the most. I've grew up with a lot of indigenous friends.
They are awesome.
And they're awesome people. Everyone's awesome. I believe there's one race, the human race. But I think that people that are coming in being like, this is mine now. No, you're not the captain now. I'm the captain. No, you're not. You're not the captain. Get out of here.
Simmer down, sunshine.
Get back and pay your taxes. What are you doing in here?
There's people that come in and then we already have people on welfare as it is. There's a lot of white people on welfare. I get it. But there's also more and more people coming in and getting welfare. And then there's fucking people coming in and then getting car loans, the max car loan they can fucking get. And then they think it's funny that they're scamming us and taking all our money. And like, oh, I don't have the money now. Sorry. And they're like, well, we can't kick them back into their own country because we'll be looked upon as racist. Fuck the conservatives, fuck the liberals, fuck everybody. So this boy's flying a kite. It's fucking August. It's the 20th of August. It's 1966. The hippies are out there with their titties flopping around doing acid. So the young boy flies a kike.
Oh, shit.
Wow. So,
whoa.
What was that?
He's got a fucking penis foreskin flying around.
That is not what a kike is, but okay.
It's just, I know what it is.
He's out there flying. That's dark.
This is definitely for fucking Rumble. It's funny because YouTube may allow this.
What?
We're not saying the N-word yet. So,
under what, nuclear?
Yes. So in Rio de Janeiro in Brazil, found the bodies of two men. This boy's flying a kite, and he's like, whoa, fuck. And he falls and hits his head. And he's like, looks over, and there's dead bodies laying there, two bodies. He ran down the hill and report to the coppers. You know, he's like, oh, how can you do a Brazilian, like a Spanish accent? Like a I don't even know how.
I can only do Mexican.
I can only do Mexican, too.
Think about that.
Girl. I can only do Mexican. I
try Mexico.
Oh, senora, we found these two bodies up at the top of the hill, man. We not doing them. They're like dead and shit, man. Like they got.
It went no Russian. It went.
That
Russian.
Went full Russian. I was gonna say chile al hombre.
Yeah. Oh, that's French. It's going all over the place. Oh, senora.
Oui, baguette. Oh, no, that's not.
Man, they got the cash in the wallet.
Jesus Christ! I bounce around. I'm getting hot in here.
You got a big old boy. What? Just bass around?
I'm bouncing around.
Oh, man. I thought you said there's a bass around. I'm like, there's no fish up
here. Bats around, man.
Oh, fuck, there's not. This is bat country.
This is bat country.
Oh, shit.
You've seen Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. I'm going to show
you. Oh, yeah, that's a great movie. He wakes up with a fucking dragon
Fear and
tail.
Loathing in Las Vegas.
No. I mean, there's a lot of foreshadowing.
Man, there's so many movies that I'm like, Sawyer, watch it. It's so good.
You know what?
It's so good.
I go outside, dude.
I live
movies
outside.
Movies are great.
I live
he
outside.
He lives outside. Do you see all these movies?
You only have movies here.
Shut up, bitch.
It's a movie about Hunter.
You don't have internet.
Hunter S. Thompson, man.
The great
Hunter
words of Dwayne The Rock Johnson. Shut up, bitch.
Shut up, bitch.
I can do that because I play that sound effect all the time. It's just funny because then you
I got Netflix.
Ooh, good for you.
I have every streaming platform
fucking child pornography.
I like to
good
waste
job,
my fucking
freak.
Money.
What?
Yeah, have you not seen that? Little Cuties. If you got Netflix, find Little Cuties. It's basically child pornography. It's like, hey, this is what's on the menu. It's just children dancing and look like full-grown women.
Yes, it is. It's
I
bad.
I haven't heard of this.
Netflix says, really? You never heard of that?
No. Really?
Netflix has got some heat for that, but they're like, it's fine. People will still do it because it's their only option. They're like, I gotta fucking numb out my shit.
It's only $11. Is it $11?
It's like, I pay $5.
Yeah. How much is Netflix?
I pay $5.
How was that? Oh.
I don't know.
Can I have some more gingy?
I think it's
18
no, bucks.
Ginger.
Ginger ale.
Ginger ale.
That's it. I need to get the ginger
ale. So this kid's flying a kite, okay?
Uh-huh.
And then he runs down the hills. He's like, coppers, coppers. Can I get some assistance?
Kentucky, again.
It's, I don't know.
No, that was more like,
coppers. Coppers, ass.
You know, there's cops.
So he ran down the hill to find the cops. Because of the treacherous terrain, coroners and first responders. Are you fucking listening?
How dare you yell at me?
I'm sensitive.
He ran down the hill and he reported this to the cops, but because of the treacherous terrain, the coroners and first responders weren't able to get up the hill to recover the bodies until the next day. Like, it's fucking shitty up there, kid. We can't get up there. And it's just like, because they're like, it's, you know, it's Brazil. They're like, wee, wee, wee. It's like, we can't get up that hill. It's a little cart. And some kids are going, wee, wee, wee.
It's just a donkey.
Yeah, it's a donkey.
No, they do have cars.
I know, I know. They also like to fucking steal your wallets.
They can't go up. They can't go up a hill?
Mm-hmm.
Why not?
They don't have helicopters.
Because it runs on the power of booty. And they don't have enough booty.
Oh, Brazil's got a lot of booty.
I know, that's what I'm saying. They have too much booty.
And a lot of chlamydia, but that's beyond the point.
Who gives a shit about
it? It's a very thefty place. You get fucking stolen. Shit gets stolen.
Oh, probably.
When the police and firefighters arrive, they found a very strange scene. Two men were lying next to each other and partially covered by grass. The weird part was that each man was dressed and wore a formal suit. Right. And listen to this. This is weird. And a waterproof coat and a lead eye mask. A lead eye mask. So they're wearing a nice suit, a raincoat, and like a eye mask. You know, maybe somebody sleeping or something. I don't fucking know. It's made of lead, though. Like this thing that covers your fucking eyes, and it's made of lead. The cops were fucking very confused. Like, we don't really know what the fuck is going on here.
It's probably part of the mafia.
Alongside with two cops was empty water bottles and packets with two wet towels inside. Moist towelettes. Then the most cryptically was there was a small notebook that had the set time instructions written inside in Portuguese. The instructions roughly translated in English was 6:30, be at specific location, 18:30, in just capsules. After the effects, protect metals, await signal mask. Fucking weird. Whatever the fuck that means.
Why is that a New Jersey accent?
I don't know. I can only do what I can do. I can't do anything. That creeped out investigators even further because they're like, what the fuck? Go to this location, ingest these capsules, and then protect metal awaited signal mask. So that mask is used to protect them somehow from the signal. That very weird shit. And the two men eventually identify as two Brazilian electronic technicians named Manuel. I cannot pronounce this. Do you want to pronounce this guy's name?
Manuel.
No, it's like Manuel.
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 M-A-N.
Pronounce this. Just pronounce. See if you can pronounce either of
them. Manuel Prieta Dias Cruz.
Yes, and Miguel Josi Vinha.
Jose.
Why? Jose is his name.
Fucking Jesus.
Jesus.
Hey. Jesus. Dan, I know a Jesus. He's a good guy.
Is he?
He is. He's a Mexican. I like him.
I know Zeus.
Remember that sound effect I played on the fucking Revelations? It's like, Jesus, do you love me? And he's like, hey, Jesus, do you love me? He's like, fuck no, brother. You know, it's like, because it's like, Jesus, they said Jesus loves me. It's like, hey, Jesus, do you love me?
Fuck no, bro.
So
that was a good Mexican accent you just did.
Well, I can do it sometimes. When the coroner's report, it might have actually allowed the authorities to come up with some answers in that case. It never came through, at least not in time. The coroner office in Rio de Janeiro, Jesus fucking Christ, was very, it's
he's
funny.
There, don't worry. He's on a hill.
Was backed up with the cases and medical exams at the time. So the body sat for days on end waiting to be autopsied. By the time the coroner finally got around to it, the organs were too badly decomposed to figure out where the fuck what these men have ingested or the substances that they took prior to their death. Since that discovery, it's bizarre and a mystery. The mystery persists because nobody knows why. Nobody knows what happened to these guys. And such the
politicians like Justin Trudeau got in the way of this investigation.
Or they're like, hey, can you wait like 5 days to fucking work on the bodies? And he slips in some cash.
You mean you want to wait 5 days?
Want me wait 5 days? that was like a little Mexican that guy.
It wasn't a little Mexican because he's a toady.
That sounded
you man,
more,
you want to wait 5 days?
That sounded more Vietnamese.
I got it. Okay.
Hey, man.
That's the twist. Hey, it was the Vietnamese that did it.
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
You don't know, fuck me long time.
You see these communists?
We love them. The communists.
You tried to fuck me like you fucked my sister, huh?
That's the crazy thing is, like, during Vietnam, they just threw people at them. There was too many of them. They fucking slaughtered generations of fucking, so many fucking Vietnamese men, just like in the butchery of the death machine of war.
Yeah.
And the communists took over. Let me know how that is over there. It's probably not that good. We're just doing it.
I do know that there's this one quote that I heard from a movie, One Upon a Time.
One Upon a Time.
One Upon a Time.
One Upon a Time, man.
Says if they run, they're Viet Cong. If they stand still, that's well-trained Viet Cong.
But no, what's that movie, the one with Clint Eastwood in it, where he's like the ex...
Hunger Hill.
No. It's when
Grand
he's Credo. Oh yeah, so fucking. Have you seen Grand Torino?
Get off my lawn.
He like, there's like fucking.
I used to stack goops like you back in Vietnam.
It's fucking.
No, dude. Korea. He was in Korea. Yeah, Korea.
It's great film, dude. It's like old school, like Clint Eastwood, and he's like, he's kind of like this old veteran dude, and these people try to steal his car, and they're like.
Well, he's actually, he lives in Detroit, and he's before the American, he grew up in the American Revolution. Went to Korea, loved a wife, and she died, and he had
it's
kids.
It's fucking so good, dude.
And all the neighborhood got taken over by, like, Vietnamese and, like, Korean, and...
He does say that gook shit. It's fucked.
Yeah.
I used to stack you fucking guys 5 high, 10 high, or whatever. It's like, fuck, man. It's like, what the shit?
Yeah, and he was, like, a really bitter, like, veteran, and then he finds out, like, a lot of the, like, Vietnamese and Korean that are in his neighborhood.
I'm trying to fuck with this girl that's also...
No, he finds out they're more alike with him than his own family that he's raised... And he had a totally wrong perspective. Yeah. And he used to be super racist. And he ends up, you know, giving his life to save one girl.
Yeah.
To convict a gang.
It's a fucking good... Because the gang's not good either.
And
it's
he was
a
an old
movie.
White man. So you know in America, they're going to be in real trouble.
Yeah.
You killed an old white man, you're in trouble. No. Free boy. Yeah.
Nowadays, it's like, you killed someone who's not even from our country? Man, you're going to jail forever because he attacked you and your wife. You know, that's what's happening now. It's like, can't protect yourself in this country. It's fine. Just let them murder you. And then they get like a fucking 5 months in jail for murdering your kids. You know?
Yeah.
There's people that, like, there's terrorist attacks. There's one, that guy that ran over those kids in whatever, a Hobart or whatever, that car accident that where he killed all those hockey players.
Oh, yeah.
The guy got let off. He's being sent back to India. But he's not going to be put in jail to be punished. They're like, oh, no, get rid of him. Get him out of the country. So he can go somewhere else and just survive. There is criminals coming from India here that are allowed in, that are terrorists that are being brought into the country that they're not even allowed in India. Same with like Jagmeet Singh, people like him too. They're not allowed in other countries.
Jagmeet Singh.
Yeah, well, I call him Jagoff. His name's Jimmy. Chug. His name is Jimmy. It's not even Jagmeet. You're using that for your political career, you fucking retard. Like, that shit's like crazy, man. You're using a fake name so you can fit in with the fucking Sikhs and shit, man. Gah! Just wait till I start my political podcast. I'm calling it Tomcast. So this is a fun one. The Ark of the Covenant.
It's a real thing.
This is crazy, though. There's a lot of theories I want to dive into.
No, it's fucking real, dude.
The Ark of the Covenant in the Ark is considered one of the greatest Indiana Jones movies. I'm just kidding. The greatest of
you're
all.
You're not wrong. You're not wrong.
All That's three really of those movies one. Are fucking dope, man.
Oh, yeah.
All four. I like Shia LaBeouf.
It was okay. Yeah, I would take that.
The newest one bored the fucking shit out of me, man.
The Dial of Destiny.
Boring.
Or the Dial of Cock, because it sucks.
It was boring, man.
I didn't watch it.
It was boring. Everyone's like, oh, it wasn't that bad.
The entire movie could go without Indiana Jones.
It's boring.
Really? Yeah, because it's like...
Yeah, because he's like 90.
Yeah, he is like 90. He's well into his 80s, and he's still doing crazy shit.
And Harrison Ford was
and
like...
And this shit comes out of the woodwork. It's like, I can keep up to you. I can go just as fast as you. I'm like, yeah, no shit.
No
he's
shit.
Fucking 80.
You're a woman. Get back in the kitchen. I'm kidding, everybody. It's fine.
It's not 1950 anymore, asshole.
Everybody, we're just jokes.
It wasn't the 1950s, though.
Yes.
We're not in the 1930s, asshole.
Actually, it was in the
70s. They still did that shit in the
50s. It was in the 70s or something like that.
No,
but
it was
just boring. I'm sure those people liked it, but it just bored me. It bored me. It was boring.
Yeah, this is...
Yeah. I like fucking...
Do fucking better.
I like Short
really?
Round, man. I like the racist little fucking kid, man. Short Round, man.
Short Round?
Yeah, I like him.
Dr. Jones! Calling Dr. Jones!
Dr. Jones!
So, the Ark of the Covenant, well, the Ark is considered the greatest in all hidden treasures. It's considered would provide indisputable truth that the Old Testament is hard fact. It recovery. Oh, this is the Ark. Ah, the Ark that I thought it was the Ark of the Covenant. That's another story too, which could have been used as a power source for the pyramids, like a backup generator almost. So this is if the Ark exists. The Ark, you know of that guy.
Yeah. No. Hold on.
Did you
just say the Ark of the Covenant was used as a generator, as a backup for the pyramids? The fuck did you just say?
That's true.
That's not true.
That yeah, there's theories that believe that the Ark
whoa,
of the Covenant.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Theories.
Mm-hmm.
But those very were hypothetical theories.
Mm. The pyramids were powered by electricity. They can prove this. Now they can prove it. So the Ark of the Covenant was this big thing, and there is a slot. They got a chamber in one of the chambers. Billy Carson talks about this. He's done extensive research into this, where it fits perfectly the Ark of the Covenant. So the idea is once you put it in, it like powers up and it generates power for the pyramids and shit. But I wrote this out so funny because I was like, oh yeah, the Ark. And I thought it was the Ark of the Covenant. No, it's the Ark. Like Noah's Ark, that fucking Anunnaki guy. You know? He is an Anunnaki. He did fuck his own kids, didn't he? Yeah. Who did he bring on the fucking vessel then? Who was on the ark?
Fuck anyone!
How did he have kids? The flood happened.
He had his wife.
His one wife to populate the entire earth? That would mathematically not even fucking... See, there's fucking holes.
No, their kids would have had to smash their in-laws.
Exactly. Kind for generations, the acceleration of how fast humankind was repopulated was mathematically impossible that he...
Is it?
Or he was a fucking Anunnaki and he's like just coming on fucking everything in his first life.
It just comes in a hole in the ground and a baby pops out.
It's a tree of life. Okay. So the Ark is considered the greatest of all hidden treasures, and its discovery would prove that the Old Testament is in fact hard truth. The New Testament I don't know about, but the Old Testament is... It could be correct because we have nice God, bad God, whatever. His recovery remains the goal of every modern archaeologist and adventurer. Its purpose was the container of the Ark of the Covenant was the container of the Ten Commandments given on the stone tablets to the God and Moses on Mount Cyanide, isn't it? Or Sinai.
Cyanide? Mount Sinai?
Mount Cyanide.
Is it?
It's Mount Sinai.
Sinai?
Yeah.
Mount Cyanide, is that going to kill you if you fucking ingest it? Cyanide.
Well, hydrogen cyanide. Germans
love
that
shit.
Yeah.
According to the Book of Exodus, the ark is made of shitty wood. I'm just kidding. It's shit in wood.
Look, shit in wood?
Of shit in wood.
Shit in wood.
Shit in wood. It's shitty wood.
Shit in wood.
Similar to whatever Archaica.
No. Shit in was a... Shittim was a place.
It's made of shitty wood.
No, Shittim. Shittim is a town.
Oh, it's made of shitty wood, and it's gold covered on the inside and out. It's topped by a mercury sea comprising of two cherubs, also made of gold. It is also believed to have supernatural powers due to the several events, including causing the death of man who attempted to steady the ark as the oxen hauling it stumbled, bringing down the walls of Jerusalem in one battle, and showing misfortune
walls
on the
of Jericho, not Jericho. Jerusalem.
Jesus Christ, man! I can't read it. You want to read it?
No, I'm just making sure that you're saying it.
Because I did.
You're
going to
pronounce
this.
It's Jericho. Mount. Continue. Walls of Jericho from the top.
From it's bringing down the walls of Jericho. Oh, yeah, that is right. I definitely fucked that up. And showering misfortune on the Philistines after they captured it in another. They are several speculations around the final resting place of the Ark. Whilst it would take a shrewd operator to find it, if you are brave enough, maybe in foolhardy, the person can open it. I don't know. There's a thing that, yeah, so is the Ark Covenant. There is theories. I'm pretty fucking sure that it was used as a power source, if I'm thinking right. And people how? Theorize. Because it's like a battery.
How?
That's why I don't want to open it.
How do they hook it up?
Because it's like there's energy. So like Tesla shit. If it's possible, there could be different ways. But the idea is that it's taking vibrational energy from around the atmosphere of the container.
And that's how you know the Egyptians were wild. It's like, okay, how do we power these buildings? It's used the power of God.
Well, listen, that's why it's fucking weird, because our shit is primitive. It's like, oh, wires and cables and you know, Wi-Fi is probably in the oceans. There's a lot of 80 to 90% of the Wi-Fi is not from satellites. It's from cables in the fucking ground in the ocean. That's why flat earthers are like, it's fucking flat. It's not satellites. You know, they freak out and shit, right? But there is theories that there's ions and shit all around us all the time. Energy, fields of energy.
And shit.
just like poop all the time. That's why the Indians eyes. Always breed in the cows. Can't see. You know, the breeding veil. Cow poopy. And they're using this energy and they're just fucking.
And shit.
And they're sucking it in and then it's able to power shit. I'm not a fucking scientist. I don't fucking know.
So much that eventually, you know, crack the ferment. And then all the groundwater starts.
And then the fucking fish. Some guy's like, there's fish coming down from the sky. There's news reports of all these like
fish. This sounds like a thorough dose of LSD.
Mm. Thorough.
No, there's fish in the air, man.
There has been.
You ever think that crabs look up and look at fish and be like, wow, look at them fish. I wish I could swim like that one day.
I thought
the way that we look at birds.
Probably. I'm sure, like, shit, man, I got the shit out of this thing. Let me hide under... Scuttle, scuttle, scuttle. Let me hide under this fucking little thing.
Let me hide under this rock from this barracuda.
Do you like my new shell? It's pretty nice, isn't
Did you like my new shell? I salivated it this morning.
I don't know what movie there is. It's like some Disney movie where the crab fucking moves in and he keeps getting his better shell and some guy steals it and he's like, fuck! You know, I was like, that's my fucking shell. And he's like, looks all nice in his little shell. I don't know. I'm fucking having fun.
Are you Moana? Is that Moana? That's like Moana.
Yeah, no maybe.
Idea. Where he constantly like has like a glaring shell.
Oh yeah.
I'm so shiny.
I'm so shiny. That's one of the funner fucking Disney pedophile films. It's fun. I'm just having a good time. Everybody, we're drinking. We don't normally drink like this, so I'm just gonna keep it going. I don't know what the fuck I'm even talking about half the time. So
neither do we.
Starting in May of 1917, something happened to three shepherd children in the town of Fatima in Portugal. The events have now become known as Our Lady of Fatima.
Our Lady is Fatima. God bless you.
Thank you.
Gazoontight.
Does this mean good? That literally
shit.
Just...
Oh, the lighter's in the garbage somewhere. Oh, we'll find it later.
No, you won't. Well, find it now or you'll leave it here, too.
This is what happens, man. This is like, everyone's like, wow, this is like Billy and you guys back in the day. You know, and you guys are now joining the circle. We joked because I'm creating the new logo, and I should add Brett because he's been part of it. So I added him a little. My brother's like, why is Brett so little in the picture? You remember the one on Facebook?
Oh, yeah.
And then I was like, well, you know, I was like, he's still being phased in a little bit, right? But and my brother's like, he has to do the ritual, which is you have to get blackout drunk at some point in the show. Okay. I've done it. Aaron's done it on Halloween. I did it on St. Patty's Day.
Like pass out during the
show. No, like when I fucking fans know about this shit. It was I took it off everywhere because I watched it one time and it was on Patreon after fact, and then I watched it on mushrooms and I was like that has to go. And then I watched another episode. There's one episode me and Billy got fucking wasted on a Christmas episode. So I was like, this is a Patreon thing. And we went off on this transgender rant. Ugh. Like fucking like oh, and there was a fan Dutch. That was like, this is like drunk. Yeah, this is like drunk uncle rants. And I was like, yeah, this has to go. Because I was like, I watched it. I was like, this is not good. but there was, during St. Patty's Day episode, it was dark, green, just completely dark and green in the studio. I was by myself. And then I'm making my own whiskey sour. So I'm taking simple syrup and just lemon juice and making these strong fucking drinks. I'm not even looking at one point. And then I just black out. I start playing this Leprechaun clip over and over again. And then I leave the stream on. I think the stream is done. No, it's still recording. I get up like this. And I fucking fall into the microphone. And then it plays this sad music. It's like... Dun. As I'm trying to like get up, this really sad music, I hit on almost in God being like, you're a fucking piece of shit, aren't you? Like playing this sad music.
You know you fucking are.
And then Aaron did this on the Halloween episode. He was dressed as the Riddler and he drank a whole bottle of wine and then he was chugging fucking Jack Daniels.
Holy.
And then so he's wasted as the Riddler. Well, I'm wearing this mask from this horror movie, this comedy. I can't remember what horror movie it was, but I put black all around my eyes. So when I took it off, I looked like Batman. So I had all these fucking black makeup all over my eyes. And I'm like, look, I'm Batman. And then we're all drunk at the fucking, I can't remember what Anton was dressed up as. And then Aaron just starts going off about shit. I can see him when I'm playing clips in the little camera in the bottom. And he's like telling me to drink. And we're watching a video, man, at this time. We're watching like Halloween Haunt stuff. And then he's like, keep drinking. So I was pretending to drink out of the can, even though it was empty. Yeah. I was like, I see what's happening to you. I don't want to be the same.
I don't want to get to that.
And then people were like, well, Billy's never done it. I was like, but he has. If you guys have joined the Patreon, he did it on New Year's. Where there's one New Year's episode when Justin was still part of the show where Billy got fucking like drunk. And then he was like sleeping on the couch. I was like, is this your New Year's? Is this fun? And I filmed him. And he was like, yeah, fuck you. And then I put, so we had like noisemakers and shit, like, bah! So I put a hat in his mouth. You know those like little hats you strap on the top of your head? I was like, blow the horn, man. He's like, and that's all you hear, like going through the hat is like just air. And he's like, what the fuck is this? And he's like, can't even see what it is. I'm like, so everyone's done it. So if you want to be part of the show, at some point you got to do it.
You're blackout drunk from just absolutely fucking wasted.
And we have to like turn off everything like at some point.
It's not going to be good. The thing is like when I get blackout drunk, I start reenacting like war scenes and shit.
That'd be funny, man. Fans probably love that shit. So
I got like so high that I just like spaced out so bad that I started reenacting the Predator. Like started I am crawling on the ground the like child get down. Predator. The predator's in the tree. Get through the chopper now.
What I have found at least from like I think me and you have both done it now, but like when we've gotten too drunk, we pass out.
Yeah.
Or even at the cottage, Brett just like he got too drunk, he just passed out, he just sleeps. I'm like, alright, well that's good to deal with. It's not like when people drink whiskey and they start fighting everybody.
Oh god.
No, I just passed out. I don't have the energy for that.
I do.
It's like, it's time for sleep. I've got some good relaxation happening. It's like, it's time to sleep.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you got to do it at least once out of life, and then it'll be really part of it and shit. So, last story. It's a longer one, though. So, starting in May of 1917, something happened to the three shepherd children in Fatima, as we said. So, these children, starting on May 1st, 1917, the children, they describe seeing a woman. Brighter than the sun, they say.
She whiter than me?
Oh, you just saw Billy the other day. There we were live streaming. Billy's like, what the fuck did you do to the camera? And I was like, nothing. And he's like, I look so white. And it was like he was glowing white. And he's like, some of the contrast on the shit sucks. And I was like, it's your camera. He's like, you gave it to me. I was like, well, I was like, figure it out. And he was like, I swear I'm not this white. I've been out in the sun. And he's like freaking out, and I'm like, no, you're fucking white, man.
You're pale.
So starting on May 1st, 1917, the children began to see this woman. She was brighter than the sun, shedding the rays of a light clearly and stronger than a crystal ball piercing the burning rays of the sun. The being was reported to have appeared to the children on the 13th day of the six consecutive months in 1917, starting on May 13th. According to the 10-year-old Lucia Santino, in the course of her encounters, the woman confided to the children three secrets, known as the Three Secrets of Fatima. Thousands of people flocked to Fatima, and whatever the fuck... Adjustral? Come on. This is what me and Billy always do. We're like, okay, what?
Astral.
In the ensuing months, drawn by reports of visions and miracles. So this woman showed up that was brighter than the sun, and then people started coming to this place. This is how people can make money eventually. Like, a lot of ghost people do this. They're like, oh, there's a ghost in the house. You want to come see the ghost? And then they're like, fake shit.
$50.
Because that happens too. I think that stuff is real, but stuff that's definitely not real. On three separate occasions, before the miracle of the sun, the children reported the lady had promised to them that she would, on October 13th, 1917, reveal her identity and provide a miracle so they may all believe. It was bitch Jesus. It was female Jesus.
I thought you said baby Jesus, and I was
baby like... Baby Jesus is bitch Jesus.
It was bitch Jesus.
Bitch Jesus.
That's so fucking...
That's not a thing, though.
That's not a thing at all. No.
There's there's fans that people... There's a comedy show called...
That's Kill Demon.
Called it's Kill Demon. Tony, and...
Baphomet.
There's
yeah, he's coming.
Is he?
Did you hear him?
I know, I heard that, too. Is that weird?
It's a demon.
You got a demon here?
Yeah.
Hey, devil, if you're here, knock three times.
Nope, just our cousin. Oh,
fucking
<bad. laughs>
fucking <bad. laughs> you're fucking freaking us out there, man. We're talking about demons and shit. So, on October 13th, the miracle of the sun witnessed and reported by 50,000 to 100,000 people. So that's a big gap. That's a 50,000 people gap of... who saw this. So this is in Portugal. The people in attendance had assembled to reserve this publicized event. According to many of the statements after the downfall of rain, the dark clouds broke and the sun appeared. There was a spinning, shining disc in the sun. So these children claim they see this woman that was brighter than the sun. Then everyone comes to attendance because at this time they believe the kids. They're not burning them because they're witches. You know what I mean? Like they used to. And then it is said that it was significantly duller than normal. It's like, that's not, it's too bright. It's not bright enough. You know, it's not the real sun. And it cast multicolor lights across the earth and the surrounding clouds. The sun was then reported to careen towards the earth in a zigzag pattern. It was said that people previously wet clothing became suddenly dry. So they were like, the downpour of rain. Because there was a downpour of rain. The clouds parted. There was this fucking bright, like, sun. Right? You get it? And then it started changing colors. It's a UFO, like 100%. There's a lot of videos now that have came out. Like if you look up UFO videos on YouTube, you'll see like a ton of these ones that like change colors all the time. Me and my buddy have looked at telescopes and seen this shit. It's fucking weird, man. Uh-huh. I swear to God.
I'll believe it when I see it.
I'll show you, Sawyer. We'll get out some binoculars, some binocs, they call them.
Some binocs?
And I'll fucking show you some shit. So there's things like moving around, zigzag patterns, doing all crazy shit. And like, what the fuck is that? And so people's clothing then became dry from the fucking radiation, maybe, of the ship, you know, because that could be a possibility.
And then they all went insane and killed each other.
They started dancing. I mean, it was full circle. So as well as the wet and muddy ground that had been soaked before because of the rain, now became dry. According to reports, this lasted approximately 10 minutes. And people are just like, you know, this fucking weird ship. The miracle of the sun was marked by a large amount of angel hair over the land. So, you know what angel hair is?
PCP.
Pasta.
Oh.
That's actually a funny joke. There's reports of this that they actually got samples of this stuff. I was going to actually add in the angel hair phenomenon that happened. Billy but it was like goopy. It looked like jizz. There's like jizz all over the ground. It was like goopy. This goopy substance.
The aliens just spraying jizz everywhere.
Yeah, from their ships.
They're all standing on the guardrail.
But there's this like goop that people did find at the time. Weirdly, this weird substance all over the land.
Did they eat it?
I hope not. Someone's like, that's not corn syrup.
Yeah, and then he started dancing.
And then he fucking died. On July 13th, 1917, the lady has said to entrust the children with three secrets. These secrets have been highly controversial in the Catholic Church and have been revealed to the public at different time periods, with the final one coming in 2000. We've already been there and done that. How old is this article? The first secret was allegedly the vision of hell. The second secret was the statement that World War I would end and goes on to predict World War III. The second half of the secret includes information about Russia and requests that it becomes concentrated to the Immaculated Heart. Concerted to the Immaculated Heart. I don't know what the fuck that means. It should be noted that the second secret wasn't revealed until 1941 after World War II had already begun. So they do this shit where like, you know, it's a fucking secret. We're going to tell you right at the perfect moment so everyone, you know, it's all bullshit. The majority of this controversy with the third secret is revealed in 2000, includes information about the persecution of Christians in the 20th century that accumulated in the fail of the assassination attempt of Pope John Paul II. However, many historical references to the third secret indicates that something else entirely, with information regarding the apocalypse and the satanic infiltration of the Catholic Church, which is obviously happened. Like, look at the new Pope, man. He's like,
gay.
Aliens are coming. It's okay to be gay. And it's like, he's like fucking going off like crazy. And now they're like doing the exorcism shit too, where they're like, they've come out with these documents that say that like, that there's people that believe that they're possessed by demons and that it's recently too. They're like, we're now giving this document about apparitions and people being possessed by demons, and they're letting out to the public. So what does that mean? That means that more and more people are perceiving and thinking that they're seeing this stuff. There's that, you hear about that demon face thing recently? were on the news, the mainstream news, like, there's a new delusion. People think demon that face, they're seeing yeah. demon faces in people. So now the mask, the like they're revealing stuff. Apocalypse means like to reveal something. So there's all these people are starting to see all this fucking crazy shit happen. And then they're like, oh, we got to cover this up. People are crazy. You know, that's what they always do. The media is like, these people are fucking nuts, right? So pretty weird. If you are unfamiliar, there is one of the great apostasize, which is a formal disaffliction form or abnorment of a religious person, basically the criticism of a person's former religion. In the 1980s, John Paul II was quoted on The Third Secret. It should be significant for all Christians to know this much. If there is a message, it is said to be that the oceans will flood entire sections of the earth, and from one moment to the other, millions of people will perish. So, like, another apocalyptic prophecy, you know?
Right.
Really weird,
prediction
eh?
From a Kentucky man again.
I know. It's a fucking.
It's always it's Colonel Sanders.
Accent I know. Every time.
I say, boy, I say.
What do you guys think it is, man? What do you think? Because this woman appeared that was brighter than the sun, and then these children saw it, and then everybody else came, and they're like, all these children. I'm surprised they didn't be like, these children are crazy. Why are we listening to these kids, right? But they didn't. They proceeded to come down to this place and be like, and listen to these kids, and then an event happened where a UFO showed up and started shining lights. And then gave them some sort of secrets. But if your kid's like, whatever, 8, 9, 6, and they're like, well, I got secrets from this bright woman. You're like, what the fuck are you talking about? And like, I got these secrets. This woman, she's very shiny. And it'd be like, well, okay, so what did she say? Would you believe your kid or would you not?
I don't know. It depends how compelling the story was.
I'd be like, how much fun.
What if your kid say he saw Jesus?
Would you I know, him? I'd be like. I'd show him pictures of what people think Jesus looked like. Did he look like this? Did he look like this?
Did he look like this white bearded man?
I'd tell him to stop.
Was he white? I want to solve this. Ku Klux Klan has to know.
I'd tell him to stop hanging out under the bridge.
Yeah. This crazy guy in bath salts is being like, there's a shiny woman in the clouds.
I can see her right there.
That's funny. Fuck yeah. All right. Well, that was a fun time. I actually really enjoyed that shit. You know, we all go off the rails a bit, but that's what happens on some of these episodes.
Sorry for the insults and racial slurs.
It's what it is, man. I said the K word, man.
I know.
What's I said kite, you? Okay? Kite. That's what I said.
That's not what he said.
No, there was another K in there.
Hike.
The special K.
Everyone knows how I feel about that shit. So, everybody subscribe everywhere you can to Instagram. Fucking X we're on now. Strange Brewcast. We're trying to do our thing. Rumble, like, subscribe, all that shit.
Stay thirsty.
And, yeah, stay strange.
Stay sexy.
Take nothing seriously. Sorry, just stay sexy. He's got no sleeves on, so he's all about that.
Yeah. No, it's hot outside. I sweat like a pig.
Yeah, uh-huh.
Because I cut off my sleeves because I have to show off my muscles.
My big rippling bicep. Everyone has to know what's up.
I'm just trying not to sweat through all my clothes and look like a sticky ball of shit.
Okay.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah. All right. You know what to do? Yes. Fucking have fun, everybody, with this shit.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.